Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. End up piece of the game.
I'm Mac, with me, McCorley Matthew, your host, and my partner in crime, Willie Boy, William Ramo, on the other line. Willie Boy, are you there? Or did you hang up?
You're darn right I am.
Hey, oh, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good, I'm getting watching the Yankees get their butts whipped by the LA Dodgers. You know, Joe Torre's new team, playing his old team, the Yankees, the defending world champions. Watching that on Fox right now, and, you know, the game's not going as planned. You know, so, right now, just hosting the show with you, watching a damn Yankee game.
So the game on Fox?
Fox.
Really? Wow. I would have assumed they would have been on, you know, yes, because it's, what time did this game start?
It started at 7 p.m., yeah. And right now it's probably, 7 o'clock over there right now.
Yeah.
So it started at 4 o'clock Western time, 7 o'clock Eastern time here.
Yeah, usually they start their games like around 4 o'clock.
I think Fox has had a couple of primetime games. Yankees played, I think the Yankees played the Red Sox earlier this year in a primetime game at this time, I think.
Mm.
So Fox is changing it up a little bit this year.
Because, mm. I mean, I know sometimes, you know, they play like postseason stuff, you know, they put in the, you know, evening.
Yeah, but now it looks like, you know, they're going to be airing more primetime games on Saturdays now, so.
Well, good for them.
That'd be good, yeah. And, you never know, Yankees, do we play the Nationals? No, I think the Yankees are done with, their interleague schedule.
Yeah, I think so, because you played 2 series with the Mets.
Yeah.
I
was going to say that if Yankees play the Nationals, they'll be probably seeing Strasburg, and you know Fox is going to put that in prime time. But
yep.
I don't think we played the Nationals this year, so.
Nah, I doubt that. Because you played the Mets twice. You played Arizona right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you just finished Arizona, Dodgers, Phillies. I think that's about it.
Yeah, well, you know, enough. Let's get off this bit boring baseball talk. I'm sure fans don't want to hear boring baseball right now. So, you want to hear baseball? Tune to Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend at 6.
Yep,
so there's a plug for you, boy.
Thanks a lot. 6 to 7, you know, sports entertainment.
Hey, I plugged it. Don't overplug it.
Hey, jeez. That's a lot. Hey,
I just plugged the damn show.
Little brother, finish your sentence.
All right, man.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. But, hey, well, let's talk about last Saturday, man.
Last Saturday,
as you guys know, the show wasn't on because there was a reason, because me and Will, we went to the WWE Super Show at the Garden.
Cool.
And it's part of WWE's World Tour. And, you know, it was a super show for SmackDown and Raw Superstars. And there's a lot of superstars there that we, you know, see on TV. CM Punk, Randy Orton, R-Truth. That was the first time I got to see my favorite wrestler, R-Truth, in person. So that was a good experience. And I know for you, Will, your favorite moment was seeing the Divas, WWE Divas.
Yeah. They're not the best... technically sound wrestlers, but, you know, good to see them, you know.
Yeah, Maryse.
Yeah, Maryse, Layla, you know.
The Bella Twins.
The Bellas, yep.
Oh, yeah, the Bella Twins, man. We went, me and Will, after the show, we went behind the Garden to wait where the wrestlers exit after the show, and we saw the Bella Twins across the street with Layla.
Oh, yeah, right.
To their limos by security. I mean, last time I saw them, when I was leaving also. But, I mean, they look beautiful in person, man. They look better. They look as good, just as good as the strippers that I, the strippers at Flash Dentures that I went to after the show. So, and we'll talk more about that later on, you know. But let's get to the WWE show. I bought the tickets, of course. And you had to pay for the food, because that was a deal that we made, right?
That is correct.
And, Yeah, man. Overall, it was a good show. Ate food, watched wrestlers, watched screaming fans, kids versus adults.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was kids screaming for John Cena, adults booing John Cena. And it was kind of like a battle between the kids, the anti-adult fans, the anti-John Cena fans who were adults, and the John Cena fans who were kids. Right? They were, like, chanting for John Cena, and other guy, and other people saying John Cena sucks, which were the adults.
The kids were saying, "Let's go, Cena!" And the adults were saying, "Let's go, Cena!" It was going back and forth. That was a hilarious highlight of the night. No doubt about that.
Yeah. That's the first time I've seen adults versus kids since Children of the Corn. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it.
I mean, come on.
It was funny.
Those kids, they know they're going to be grounded at the end of the night?
You saw the ones
I mean, come on now. Yeah, Will, I'm having a hard time hearing you, but talk louder.
Is this loud enough?
Yeah. For some reason, you sounded distant. What were you saying?
No, I was saying this is the first time that kids stood up to adults without getting grounded.
Yeah, man. For real. Like, kids arguing with their parents.
Yeah.
Just for John Cena.
They're like,
yeah, it was the funniest thing.
And you saw people that, I mean, WWE fans, you know, pro wrestling fans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we know it's fake. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
We love it, but, you know, we know it's fake.
Yeah.
Some people, man,
they take
really
it seriously.
They really got into it. Come on, can't do that.
Yeah, I know, right? Kick his ass, or John Cena, you suck.
Yep. I mean, he does suck, but, I mean, come on.
Screw your orange colors, your orange and blue colors. But, I mean, overall, it was a good show, man. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it, because it was your first wrestling event, you know.
Oh, yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. And imagine how great it would have been if it was a pay-per-view event, or a Raw, or SmackDown.
Oh, man, if it was a pay-per-view event, that would have been even better.
I gotta say WrestleMania 30, that's coming up.
Yeah, WrestleMania 30 in 4 years. So hopefully, you know, we could go back to the Garden, watch that together.
Where it all began, again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That was the tagline for WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
Where it all again. I wonder what they're going to say. What the tagline for it is going to be for 30.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, WrestleMania at LeBron's Garden, maybe. I don't know. A WrestleMania.
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if LeBron comes here, but But I mean, it was a good show. You know, we had fair seats. I mean, we were sitting high up from the action, but it was pretty good seats. We could see everything that was happening, even though we were 100 feet away from the action. But we saw everything clearly in what was going on in the ring. So. And, you know, after the show, we went to the back of the Garden to see where the wrestlers were coming out. And the only wrestlers we saw come out were the Divas, and they were across the street. They didn't even exit the way they were supposed to exit.
Yeah. I overheard there was some fans saying that they saw CM Punk come out. And somebody else, I can't remember who. They came out already, and then afterwards, the security was telling the people, like,
yeah. Well, hopefully next time we go there, WrestleMania 40 is hopefully get to see them exit from the actual exit. But it was a good experience. You know, what would you rate since it was your first time going to a wrestling event? What would you rate that event?
With all things considered, it could have been better if it was like a live show, like Raw or SmackDown,
right?
Or a pay-per-view event. But all things considered, I'd give it an 8.
An 8? Yeah, I'll give it about an 8 also. It was good. And, you know, after the show, after Super Show, we decided to part ways. You went straight home, and I went straight to the strip club. And the one of my favorite strip clubs in the city, Flash Dancers. And I've told you a lot about it, Will. And Flash Dancers is my favorite because, I mean, you can't get better when you go to that strip club. You got European girls all over the place, fake breasts, blonde hair, some brunettes, and they tease you. And, you know, for some reason, hey, I don't like being teased, but, I mean, I like, I guess I just like strippers. And when I went there, there were some good-looking strippers. There was one stripper who looked like, I told you her name, she looked like Layla, the actress, Layla Zabisky?
I believe you're talking about the Soviet or something like that.
I can't hear you.
I think you're talking about the Soviet.
Yeah, Layla Zabayevsky. I sound Russian.
Yeah,
Layla Zabayevsky. And yeah, the stripper looked like her, and this stripper, man, goddamn, she's one of the hottest strippers I've ever seen at a strip club. She was looking at me with her bedroom stripper eyes, grinding on me, and freaking talking to me in her European accent, calling me cutie pie, lifting her leg over my head. Yeah, and her skin was like so soft and young and fresh. Her skin felt like, I don't know how to describe it, man. It felt like a teddy bear. You ever hug like a teddy bear? I mean, I have a teddy bear right now that I hug every so often, but skin, it felt so soft and huggable, you know. Just wanted to take her home with me, but I couldn't because if I ever, you know, brought her home, you know, there'd be some issues with that, but she definitely gave me three lap dances that I'll never forget.
And that's why you proposed to her.
Oh, well, yeah. We get married tomorrow. But, you know, my experience at Flash Dancers after the WWE show, it was great also. But the club was packed on that night. There was too many perverted guys, too many horny guys standing around looking at the strippers. I mean, you know, like, I'm not a pervert. I just like to check out these strip clubs, but these guys were perverts. They were standing there with drinks in their hand, gawking at the strippers, staring right at them, at their booties. Me, I was just chilling by the wall. I was just chilling by the wall, you know, making believe that I wasn't interested. These guys, you know, you could see that they're horny. But it was packed that night. And, yeah, next time I go there, I'll probably go earlier. Around 8 or 7. So, but Flash Dancers, the best club in New York City. I don't care what anyone says. Best strip club in New York City. Oh, and another thing. Something racist happened when I went to Flash Dancers. One of the strippers, when she was giving me a lap dance, she said, so what are you? Are you a basketball player? She said, am I a basketball player? That made me wonder, do some of these strippers think that the black guys who go to these strip clubs, do they think they're either athletes or rappers? I mean, just because I'm a black guy at a you know, a white strip club, you know, let's be honest. That doesn't make me an athlete or musician, you know, just a normal guy. But I did find that to be kind of, well, not racist, but, I mean, stereotypical, maybe.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, because, you know, I was hypnotized by her ass, so. She had a nice ass, but that kind of, that did make me wonder a bit after that dance. Why the hell did she say that? I mean, she's never giving a does she think all the black guys who go to those strip clubs are either rappers or athletes?
Maybe, I don't know.
I think some of these black rappers and athletes, they give us black guys a bad reputation when they go to these strip clubs. You've heard these athletes, like Pac-Man Jones, making it rain by throwing money in the air and punching strippers in the face. They giving us a bad reputation, man. But anyway, it was other than that, I mean, it was a good experience, and you know, I mean, at strip club, you can't expect anything more than a lap dance. Unless you're a celebrity, you know, you might get away with sex. Maybe some sex in a champagne room, but I didn't get laid at the strip club, so just got some lap dances. But hey, man, I want to play a Chris Rock comedy song. Do you remember this? This was like from almost 10 years ago, No Sex in a Champagne Room. Remember that?
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
What year was that?
99. It was from his album, let me see the album. It was from Bigger and Blacker. The song was called No Sex. No Sex in the Champagne Room. You never heard of it before?
I might have seen that special before, but I don't remember that song.
Okay, let me play it for you. From his 1999 Grammy-winning album, Bigger and Blacker, called No Sex. He's singing about no sex in the champagne room at a strip club. Let me play it.
Ladies and gentlemen, of the GED class of 1999, I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room, but you don't want champagne. You want sex. And there's no sex in the champagne room. Don't go to parties with metal detectors. Sure, it feels safe inside, but what about all those niggas waiting outside with guns? They know you ain't got one. If a woman tells you she's 20 and looks 16, she's 12. If she tells you she's 26 and looks 26, she's damn near 40. Take off that silly-ass hat. The ODB couldn't have possibly committed all of those crimes. Coolio did some of that shit. Young black men, if you go to a movie theater and someone steps on your foot, let it slide. Why spend the next 20 years in jail because someone smudged your puma? Cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No matter what you think of what I'm saying, remember this one thing. There is no sex in the champagne room. If a homeless person has a funny sign, he hasn't been homeless that long. A real homeless person is too hungry to be funny. If a girl has a pierced tongue, she'll probably suck your dick. If a guy has a pierced tongue, he'll probably suck your dick. Here's a horoscope for everyone. Aquarius, you're gonna die. Capricorn, you're gonna die. Gemini, you're gonna die twice. Leo, you're gonna die. Scorpio, you're gonna die fucking. No one goes to Hooters for wings. If you've been dating a man for 4 months and you haven't met any of his friends, or not his girlfriend. Some of the things I've said may not apply to you. Some of the things I've said may offend you. But no matter who you are, you must remember this one thing. No matter what a stripper says, there's no sex in the champagne room. None.
That's right, no sex in the champagne room. You heard what Chris Rock said. Don't be going to a strip club and expecting to have sex in the champagne room, Will. All right.
I'm not Chris Rock.
But I'm just saying, he's talking to everybody. Don't go to a strip club and expecting sex. Because it's probably not going to happen. Unless you're a celebrity, you know, they may let it slide. But don't expect that.
Maybe Chris Rock did.
Word to the wise, all right?
Maybe Chris Rock did.
Hey, who knows? He could have. He is rich, so you never know. But hey, talking about sex, you're a Mets fan, and your boy, Mets pitcher Johan Santana. Yeah,
right.
Been a little sexual scandal. Can you talk to the audience about that?
Sure. He
raped someone.
What was that?
He raped the girl, right?
Well, allegedly he might have raped a woman, but his was going. The woman is claiming that Johan Santana like molested or raped her. You know, they had sex and he, you know, removed her clothes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think it was at a golf place or a tennis place.
Mm-hmm.
And what you gonna call it? Johan recently admitted that he did have sex with her, but it was consensual. And
yeah.
This incident happened a year ago, but it recently came to light on Thursday. And he just recently admitted that he did have sex with her, but it was consensual. And the case got thrown out because they had no evidence of him, you know,
raping her.
If there's no evidence of, you know, of alleged rape.
Man. These outfits,
yeah.
Man, you can't trust them.
And after the, by the lady's own admission, after it happened, she didn't run away or report to the police immediately. She like still hanged out over there and watched, you know, him play, you know, the golf or tennis.
Man,
I don't know.
I don't know about these, man. These athletes.
This is something strange.
Cheating on their wives.
Well, I think I don't think he raped her. I think he did cheat on his wife and had sex. But the woman's actions after the thing, you know. You know, it looks like she's trying to extort money. I mean, I don't know the situation. But either case, you know, he was wrong to cheat on his wife. Another celebrity, another man, you know, cheating on his wife.
Hey, I don't want to make light of this situation, but, I mean, Johan Santana, I mean, he does look like a friendly, nice guy, but on the mound,
yeah.
The way he throws that changeup, I mean, it does look fierce.
He is definitely, an intense competitor on the mound. I mean, off the mound, I mean, let's just say I'm still shocked about this whole situation going down because,
yeah,
you know, this guy, you know, he seemed like, you know, like Tiger Woods and many of these celebrities and athletes, you know, they look like they're family men, you know,
yep.
love their wife, love their kids, you know, respect, you know, their wedding vows, but, no, there's another side to these people, you know. They get, you know, temptation, you know, they let it get the best of them and they, you know, they forget what, you know, what they got at home.
Well, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't know whether he raped her or not, but he shouldn't have put himself in that situation to begin with. He's married.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. He totally shouldn't have.
You're a married man. Don't get, you know, don't have sex with other women.
Absolutely.
And how old is she, by the way? Was she, is she legal age?
Yeah, she is. Oh, after we talk about this story, you just remind me. I read this story today about Eddie Curry. A similar story, but we'll get to that after this story, if you'd like.
Wow. Man,
but
crazy.
I, in my heart, I mean, I'm not there. I don't think he did it. You know. But then again, I wasn't there, so anything is possible, you know. I didn't think he would have been cheating on his wife either, but then again, you know.
Hey, you can't believe these athletes, man.
You know.
You can't believe them. I mean, we've seen it, Tiger Woods, Ben Roethlisberger, Kiki
yep.
Barber.
Yep.
Time and time again, you've
seen it. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah. Well, hey, that Eddie Curry story, we're going to go to break, and after the break, I want you to want me to tell me a little bit about that because I don't know what you're talking about.
What you said?
No, I'm going to go to a break, and after the break, I want you to tell me about that Eddie Curry story that you're talking about.
Sure, no problem.
And after the break, I'm also going to tell you about Cameron Diaz, that she might be a lesbian. So
yeah, I heard about that. We'll talk about that.
We're going to go to a break, and we're going to talk about that after the break. I want to play a clip from the Jamie Kennedy experiment. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was a great
a prank show. Jamie Kennedy used to host, and basically he would disguise himself as different characters and just pull pranks on people. And in this clip I'm about to play, he's playing a character called B-Rad, who's a rapper.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Eminem.
Rapper. Yeah, and he's being introduced to this girl he's dating. He's being introduced to her parents. To one parent, the mom and the sister. And the mom and sister are, you know, are at a dinner table and they first meet this guy, B-Rad. And the mom can't believe her daughter is dating this guy. And the mom and sister, they're just disgusted by B-Rad because he's ghetto and he can't speak proper English. I mean, you've seen the clip before, right?
Yeah, I think I saw it back in the days when it was on.
Okay, let me cue it up.
Was the girl fine? I don't remember.
The girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the girl was fine. The sister was fine. The mom was fine. They were all fine.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, let me cue it up. Okay. All right, let me just put the headphones so I could put the headphones. I'm going to put the volume up. Alright, here it is.
Thank you for coming. I'm so nervous right now for you to meet him. I know you might think it's crazy, but sometimes I think that he might be the one. You know how much I love poetry? He's a poet. He's so deep.
How are you?
Pretty good.
This is my mom, Ron.
Yeah.
This is Brad.
My name is Brad. What's up?
This is my sister, Autumn. This is Brad.
How are you?
How was your day?
Yeah, it was dope. I just finished my album, and we just came from the studio. It's gonna be dope. This is my new album, Malibu Tech. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about my life. You know what I mean? Where I grew up in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you from?
Malibu. Yeah, yo, it's hard in there. Like, for instance,
what's
right
hard
here,
about Malibu?
Sometimes when I go to Starbucks, right?
Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks. Sometimes the line be out the whole place. You go to Barnes and Noble?
Barnes and what?
Barnes and Noble. It's so hard to park out there. You can't find a spot for like 10, 15 minutes sometimes.
So is that what you want to be as a rapper?
I am a rapper, you know what I'm saying? I come out about anything. You know, this is my wife. This is my wifey, my easy, my mommy, Weezy.
Take it easy, no, I don't know you.
Take it easy.
She's my daughter.
She's my Weezy, but yo, I ain't George Jefferson. When I flow, I got the job, you know.
Hey, can I go ahead and take a drink on it?
Yo, let me get a gin and juice. Yeah, thank you.
I know,
I'm very sorry. I want to make a good impression, you know, because I don't want to insult my future mother-in-law. You know what I'm saying? I want to marry your daughter. Because I love this girl. I'm going to make
Mom.
So much money. It's going to be good. I'll buy y'all cars. You know what? I'm going to show you right now. I can rap about anything.
No, I don't understand.
Nookie. I used to play hookies in school. But I ain't a fool. I make a living playing pool. I'm not poor. I stand tall, y'all. B-ball's up here. I'm just down there. Gin and juice, y'all. But resistant. In 2 years, I'm going to be owning this joint.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. This going to be her. See that booty? That booty ain't got nothing on her booty. Bucket. Thick bucket. Did you tell them about our plan?
I already finished the semester of school.
Yeah, baby.
And that I was going to, if I took some time off, then I would just support him while he rocks. He's going to make it big, Mom.
Period.
Just one semester.
Not even half a semester.
Why do you want to quit school?
We got plans. She don't want to stay in school. School for food.
You're going to drop out of school to support him. I'm not going to drop her. Okay. I'll go back.
I'm a dope rapper. Eminem made $15 million. And you know, that hurts my feelings because that's one of my dreams.
Eminem.
Oh, how do you know? You ever seen me? I can rap about anything. Nookie. I never played hooky in school. That's $1 million phone right there. Don't be hating. See, she got a PhD, the same hater degree. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, wait.
I cannot believe it. What do you want from me? Oh my God, I'm
what
leaving.
What do you see? Because
you don't even care what's going on. I'm not leaving. I'm so sorry. I don't want to be rude.
What are you? What's
y'all don't take me seriously, huh?
It's not about you right now. It's about him.
Would you take me seriously if I had my own TV show? Would you take me seriously if I had my own hidden camera TV show? And there's a camera there, and there's a camera there, and there's a camera there, and you're on television right now.
I'm sitting here with Sarah and her sister, Amini. Did you guys notice when her mom went, "You don't quit this school"? Well, hopefully you didn't give her a heart attack too bad. You guys are good sports, okay? We'll be back with more fun after this.
That was one of my favorite characters that he did. B-Rap.
Oh, yeah. Malibu Tech. What about that? What movie was that called?
I remember, yeah. It was him and this other guy, right?
Yeah, I forgot the name of the movie. And he was talking about a game. Let me see, what was it called?
I can't remember the movie. I know what you're talking about.
Game 64. It was like a Gamecast or something like that. It's like he makes Dreamcast with, I think, a GameCube.
Yeah.
He said like he got a system and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was with another guy he was with in that movie, right? The guy was like a psychic or something?
Yeah, I forgot the name of the movie.
Something Malibu.
Something Malibu. I can't remember the name of the title.
Yeah, well.
Maybe the producer might remember.
Oh, Malibu's
yeah,
Most Wanted, right.
Yeah, the producer. You heard her?
Say thank you to the producer.
Thank you. We both say thank you to the producer. She said, no problem.
That's why, you see, that's why we have a producer. Things like that.
Yeah, you're right. That's why we have a producer. We had to go through the archives for that one.
But yeah, we're gonna talk about Eddie Curry and what's his situation?
Yeah. Oh man, what was it again? Oh, but the producer say you guys rock.
Oh, thanks. Is she listening?
She said he said thanks. You listening? Yeah. I guess she's listening a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's listening to me. I mean, not.
Oh, okay.
Not on the air, but.
Okay.
Oh, back to the Curry story.
Yeah,
apparently he's in trouble with the law because he failed to pay money.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's in trouble because when he was 18 years old, he had sex with a 14-year-old girl.
What the fuck?
Eddie Curry.
A 14-year-old girl?
Yeah, when he was 18.
Damn, not even a 16-year-old girl, man. That's illegal.
Yeah, that is.
Damn.
Yeah, man. He was an adult and he was, having a sex with a minor.
Isn't this the same guy that allegedly ejaculated on a towel and made one of his
chauffeur
clean it up or something?
Well, the reason why this story got brought up is because he failed to pay, I guess, an agreement, to hush the lady, I guess, the situation or something. I'm not really sure, but pretty much he failed to pay money that he owed, I guess, in court for, what he did, having sex with a minor, that,
Man, this guy's on the Knicks right now. He's worthless. Can we get this motherfucker off the Knicks?
Oh, by the way,
seriously.
He a couple of days ago, he officially exercised his player option, so this will be the last year of his contract.
Oh, good. Lordy lord.
And the rumor is that he wants to, even though he could have been a free agent by not picking up the option and being a free agent, but the rumor is that he wants a buyout. He wants to get paid.
Man, fuck him.
But he wants a buyout so he could go back to Chicago.
Man, fuck him, man. He wants to go to Chicago to win. Now he wants to go back like they'll take him. The guy can't do nothing anymore.
Yep. And there's rumors that
he has no heart.
Well, apparently he knows LeBron James. They have the same agent. LeBron has spoken to him. Whether he's spoken about the team, coming over here or don't come to New York or whatnot. They've spoke to each other, and the LeBron, there's not going to be a tour. LeBron's not going to take a tour to the city no more. He wants all the teams to visit him in a neutral site in Ohio.
Oh.
To court him. So there won't be – so Knicks had to cancel their huge – wining and dining.
Their dinner. They're supposed to have a dinner with this
plans,
guy.
Yeah, that they had when they were going to have celebrities over there, chefs, the whole nine yards, to try and impress this guy to come over here. But looks like they have to go to Plan B.
Well, one more week, right? One more week until free agency, so we shall see.
Man, they have to, don't get me wrong. I want LeBron to come here, as much as any Knicks fan, but man, they're treating this guy as if he's God, man.
Maybe.
That's the way how they're treating him, son. Everybody's gonna give him free stuff. He comes here.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't even give a homeless guy a crumb of bread. that's the hypocrisy of the world we're living in. People they give celebrities and rich people free stuff,
mm-hmm.
But people who need it, they want you to suffer and scratch,
The rich get richer.
Yeah, that's why the rich keep getting richer, man.
Yeah, well.
And look what happened to Lindsay Lohan's mother. She got in trouble because she was using her daughter Lindsay Lohan's Carvel free ice cream.
What the fuck?
She abused it, you know.
Even
though it was a free all-you-can-eat, I guess, for life that her daughter had, but apparently Lindsay had was supposed to be the one to use it, or at least be present when it happened.
Oh, well, I guess, I mean, she is the mother, so I guess she could, I mean, she's a mother, so I guess she could do that, right?
Right, and like the producer was saying, reminded me, Regis Philbin has a lifetime McDonald's free pass. He could go to any McDonald's for life and go, you know, eat it. He hardly eats at McDonald's, man.
Man, that's fucked up because they have to pay, so all these companies that are, you know, give these celebrities a free lifetime pass, I mean, they have to pay that money out of their own pockets.
Yeah, man, see that, you know, these people, man, they... It's just it's a joke, man. They give people free stuff that who could afford it.
Yeah.
And the people who need the food to survive.
Yeah.
They
need it the most.
They don't care. That's just a hypocrisy, you know.
And you hate homeless people, so I mean.
I don't hate homeless people.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't hate homeless people.
Yes, you do.
I don't like crazy people. I don't hate homeless people. I don't hate homeless people.
No, you hate them, Will.
How you gonna tell me I hate homeless people?
When you see a homeless guy, you run for your life, man. Come on.
Please, Did I run for my life every time I see one then? I should be on the Ghana soccer team. I must be running and dodging, kicking field goals or something, because.
Oh man, you brought up a good point. Ghana team, man. They kicked the U.S. team's ass again in soccer.
Oh man.
Damn Ghanaians, man.
Two times. The last two times they faced each other in the World Cup. Same
damn
result.
Africans.
They scored 2-1.
Because because that's what the Ghanas do all day. They play soccer over there. They play soccer in the dirt and in the hot sun, you know.
American fans really finally got behind this team, you know.
Yeah.
You know, over the world, soccer is their life, man.
Yeah, because of...
what were you saying?
No, I'm saying, yeah, and as a reward now, they're going to go back to Ghana, and, you know, they're going to get rewarded with some food.
Maybe if they win the whole thing. I think if they lose, they're not going to get jacked.
A hot meal, yeah.
Yo...
That's their life over there. You gotta, you know.
Well, what was I gonna say?
But fucking U.S., man. We're supposed to have the best players. I don't even think they have the best players out on the field.
Right, I just remember now. Like, those countries over there, they take soccer life and death. There was, like, a couple of years ago, or maybe decades ago, there was a player, I think he was from Mexico. I can't remember what country he was from. He accidentally kicked the ball in his own net, and they, you know, he pulled a Bill Buckner-esque performance, and they lost that World Cup match.
Oh, yeah,
and when he
got
home, they, to his home, you know, someone killed him.
Yeah,
know?
They disowned the guy, yeah.
No, they literally killed the guy.
Well, hey, you talking about that, the North Korean team, they did badly in this year's World Cup, and... They're going to go back home and probably get electrocuted by Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, they might.
Because this guy doesn't play around.
Yeah, man. Because some places, they really take sports more seriously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why U.S. of A, we're the best country, man, when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
We allow our players freedom. And we're not going to electrocute them if they lose.
Unless you live in Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Philadelphia, they don't do that to their players. They do that to other teams, too. And fans.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was going to tell you about the Cameron Diaz story.
All right, yeah.
She might be a lesbian the way she's talking. I was reading an article on StarPulse.com that... she says that if she has sex with a woman, she doesn't consider that. She doesn't consider herself a lesbian if she has sex with a woman. Only if she's in a relationship with that woman, then she would consider herself a lesbian. which doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I mean, I guess Cameron Diaz, without her realizing it, she literally admitted that she's bisexual.
Oh, well, most of these female celebrities are bisexual. I mean,
well,
I think so.
Oh, yeah. That absolutely. A lot
Angelina
of them,
Jolie, Lady Gaga.
Vanessa Carlton recently admitted she's bisexual, you know. A lot of them are. Megan Fox. The list goes on and on, you know.
Yeah. I mean, hey,
Madonna, you know.
And I like girls who are bisexual. I mean, I think that's kinky. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, if you have sex with a girl, you're gay or lesbian.
Yeah, I mean, there's no lie about that. I mean, if you besides, you know, I mean, seriously, if you have interest in the same sex, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you're gay or bisexual. If you like both, I mean. There's no other explanation. I mean, if someone wants to think otherwise, I mean, that's up to them to think, but.
Yeah, I mean, if you're licking poo-tang, then, you know, you're lesbian.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're a woman, yeah.
I mean, if I suck cock, I'm gay.
Pretty much. That's pretty much it.
You know, right? If a guy bangs me in my ass, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Well, at least he is gay. He's banging me, so.
Both.
Yeah, I know. But he's more gay than I am. But, I mean, she doesn't. It doesn't make any sense what she's talking about, though. And she's a freak, man. She's talking about, like, she likes to have sex outside, in public places.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, man, she's been revealing it all this year, this past week. She's revealed that, you know, she likes to have sex in public places. She doesn't consider herself a lesbian if she has sex with a girl. She's a freak.
Well, if she is dating A-Rod, then, you know, A-Rod is in love with himself, so.
Yeah. That relationship isn't gonna last, man.
Of course. Do most celebrity relationships really last?
I mean,
not really. I mean, by the end of summer, they're going to move on to somebody else.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. She'll date some, you know, some other athlete or actor, and he'll just date some other, I don't know, Natalie Portman or somebody.
Yeah.
Picking somebody out of the hat. Some random actress.
Just a May. She's a lesbian. Bisexual, at least. So.
Well, she's bisexual, but I guess she doesn't.
She has to deal with it.
Believe she is, but.
Hey, I wouldn't mind having sex with her and another girl. I'm a guy. Two girls? I mean, I've had that before, so I wouldn't mind. Talking about girls, it was Michael Jackson's anniversary death yesterday.
Oh, my God. That's cold, bro.
I'm just kidding around.
You're a dog on Michael Jackson the day after he
just
died.
Just kidding, man. Just kidding. Kick your feet, dunk. Michael Jackson's a man.
He was.
King of pop.
He's not even, I mean.
Some girls say he's the king of pop shots, you know.
Say what?
I'm just rambling about nothing.
What is this, Seinfeld? A show about nothing?
No, but yes, it's Michael Jackson's anniversary. This death from last year. And, you know, yesterday I was watching a couple of specials on 2020, and NBC had a special, and played some clips and some interviews when he was alive. You got that famous when you first did the moonwalk on
Motown
special, Motown 25 special. There was an Oprah clip. Oprah also had a special about him when she interviewed him for the first time on her show.
Right.
Yeah, so there was a lot of Michael Jackson tributes yesterday.
Yeah.
And you gotta give it up, man. This guy, he's probably the greatest musician of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a perfect package of, you know, singing, dancing,
yep,
performing, stuff like that. And he's coming out with a game later this year.
He's coming out with a game? He's dead.
Yeah, apparently he worked on this game before he died.
Oh.
Apparently he loved video games, so he wanted to create a, you know, a video game, and that game's coming out later this year.
The last Michael Jackson game I've heard, I even came close to playing, was the Moonwalker, yeah.
Yeah, that was a popular game.
Yeah, that was a game back in the day for, like, Genesis.
Yeah. They should have remade that game.
Yeah. That was a cool game. Even though
yeah.
I didn't really get to play it that much, but...
I never played it, but from all accounts, it looked, you know, it looked like a cool game, you know.
Yeah.
Back, you know, considering, you know, the graphics back in the days, you know.
Right. Well, you know, hey, Michael Jackson, he's up there with Elvis and all those other legendary music superstars, so... Hope he's somewhere doing the moonwalk. Well, how many minutes is left in the show? 3 minutes? Guess we're going to wrap up the show. I mean, unless you want to... Some other things you want to bring up, but you don't really have that much time.
No, not really. No. Just check out my show at 6 p.m. That's it, tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
plug
all
your
I
show
say.
Again. Overplug it. Come on. Overplug
it. That's all I could think of. I have not enough to say. I mean,
okay. And,
just being on the show.
Yeah, and it looks like the Yankees are about to lose right now. They're down to the last out of the game. A-Rod's up. It's 9-4 in the ninth inning. Two outs. So it looks like the Yankees are going to lose the second game after winning last night. So screw the Dodgers. And we'll wrap it up here. So I guess I'll see you guys next week, same time, 10 o'clock, on iMac. Check out Wool's show tomorrow. And see you next Saturday. And we'll talk about more strip clubs and more women, female celebrities. So I'm Mac, Corlin Matthew, signing out.